Fait que moi, il m'a quitté à tout. Moi, dans ma nage, il s'en est. Mais il n'a pas fini. Qui est ma tour? Mais on est tiré mal. Qui est ma culture? Que lui, tu m'y qui est culture, que lui, tu arbre qui est culture. Nous, il est ma culture, qui est ma culture, qui est la culture qu'à tout. Just in joining with the others, acknowledging the creative spirit that brought us here safely together. Greeting all of you as senior people in the field, as people who love families, as elders, and greeting you in love. E fa atolo fa ati I le pāie, lasi lasi ua fa tasimai. And in Samoan, just acknowledging again the sacredness of all of you and the sacred waters of the Pacific that connect certainly most of us, but certainly connect New Zealand and Australia. Just with the others, I want to thank the Dulwich Centre, Cheryl, for the very kind words she said, and for the people at the Dulwich Centre in inviting us to help facilitate this event. Those connections that she talked about are very dear and deep to us as well, and we hope that we can honour this occasion as we respond to the invitation. Also, it's just such a joy to see so many dear friends from different parts of the world. I've actually just flown in this afternoon from Perth, and I haven't connected with a lot of people who I can see from up here, but there are very dear friends here, and people who we've worked with, and people whom, of course, Michael has worked with, and I'm really looking forward to the rest of the time to connect with that. Now, in this event, I just want to say a couple of things in terms of just trying to set a bit of a picture here. We come from many different traditions and cultures, and we all have in our own cultures and traditions ways of dealing with death. This is a memorial. This is not a funeral. This is a memorial service where we're acknowledging a person who is dear to us. We've invited certain people. I mean, obviously you can't have everyone because it just it becomes too long. But we've invited certain people to try and reflect some of the breadth of Michael's experience, ranging from his family through to people living connected with him at different times, through to sort of people from different parts of the world. These are symbols, and they will express it in different ways. Some through song, some through prayers, some through speaking, all in different ways. And if some of those reflections are not the sort of relationship that you had with Michael, well, that's okay. You know, like, everybody sees these things differently, and as Taimo Lee said, you know, we people in the therapy world, we understand these things. So we hope to have a really inclusive event. People will see things differently at times, and that doesn't matter. What's important is that we share the breadth of our love, and in doing so, we want to honour Michael. This, of course, is about Michael, but it's not about Michael alone, and he wouldn't want it to be about him. It's about Michael and a huge extended community of which we're all a part. It's the relationships we have with him and the relationships we had with him. And for many of us, we still feel we have that relationship. It's how you address, of course, in your own culture, death and life, as we are sort of on the two sides of that. Some of you, of course, and some of us will have been very, very close. Others of us would have been more distant. Some of us would have had really personal relationships. Others would have had more leisure relationships, and so on. All of these are rich. They're all rich. They're different. And we're celebrating them. As we've been discussing this for about a month, particularly Cheryl and I over a period of a month, we really wanted to have a presence of Flora here with us. Michael really loved Flora. They got on very well together. And that's a very sad death that's followed on from Michael too. Now, Michael didn't like organized religion, as you know, but he was very, very open to spirituality. And we see everything. All that's been said today is part of a spirituality. Like, it's an honouring of the sacredness of life. People will express it in different ways. There's no attempt in any way for people to try and get one religion or one type of spirituality or one view across. As people speak, they'll be talking from their soul and from the way that they see it, and if we can just accept it in that spirit. The other thing I just want to say is that, of course, we're here at a therapy and a community development conference, but of course Michael's life was much more than therapy and community development. You know, it was about family, it was about leisure. I mean, he was a sportsman and a biker, and he was a great guy to have dinner with, and were all sorts of rich parts of his life. So when we share this, let's just think of all those different aspects. Now, we're going to have a number of people that come through. I'm unfortunately the only one that's got the list of who they are, so I'm just going to call them out as the time comes. But we're going to begin with Alistair Bush and Bruce Robinson from Wellington. We're going to sing a song which Alistair will introduce. There were two bits of music they're going to play during the course of this, and they were pieces that were special to Michael. Alistair played the fiddle at the memorial we had in Wellington with this particular song. It's a very haunting song, and I think you'll find it very relevant to the whole mood of the evening.